There are currently protesters in all the way from northern Africa to the Persian Gulf, in Libya, in Bahrain, still going on in Egypt, in Iran, and even in the West Bank. And it would be tempting to lump all of these things together as this is part of the Middle East uprising. But we need to remember that each one of these locations has their own country, their own nationality, their own demands, and each one is very individual. Joining us all hour is Zachary Lachman, professor of Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies and History at New York University. And we're going to take a look at Libya at this point. Very rare protests against Colonel Gaddafi, who is the Arab world's longest-serving leader. And joining us is Abdullah Durat, a founding member of Khalas, a website and movement. The name is the Arabic word for enough. Hopes to provide a network, a stable network of information for Libyans who are both in Libya and outside the country. Good morning, Abdullah.
Good morning, Celeste. Pleasure to be here.
First of all, can you explain to us what makes Libya different from what else is going on throughout the Middle East?
Well, there are a number of slight variations in Libya, although the demands may be quite similar to what we're seeing elsewhere when the demands are for democracy and for improved living conditions. However, in Libya, we have a much smaller population, first of all, and within a very large territory. So the ability of the regime to control protests is much more heightened than we've seen in other places. Moreover, Libya in a lot of ways is a vacuum of information. So the media repression, and as it even has been struggling to emerge out of years of sanctions and isolation, have made it really, in a lot of ways, a black hole. And we've seen that even in the last couple weeks, in the last couple of days, as media outlets, even very reputable ones, struggle for confirmed, solid information about what's going on in the state. So the result has been that there are no eyes inside of the country. There are no people watching inside of the country. And so the brutality that the regime is notorious for, brutality that I would suggest is much more vicious than either in the cases of Egypt and Tunisia for the last 40 years, has been in many ways allowed to run rampant. The regime has come down very, very hard against protesters. We've seen clashes in Benghazi and El Baida and Zintan, east and west. Most of it is concentrated in the eastern part of the country. But that brutality is really our concern as we move forward, in that the protests were actually supposed to begin today, but I guess people were a little bit excited and ready to go on Tuesday in some of the cities. So the larger protests are expected to start to occur today if Libyans decide to take it into their hands and get out in the streets. And there's a likelihood that the regime could come down even harsher, with even a heightened sense of brutality and a heightened sense of commitment to really squashing this uprising.
We're talking to Abdullah Durat, founding member of Khalas, which is both a website and a movement. And, you know, I'm wondering, Abdullah, if you talked about how the population of Libya is spread out over a large area, which means you're probably not going to see protests with the large numbers like you saw in the middle of Cairo. You're not going to see more than a million people gathered in one place.
The population of there are reports of 8 million people in Cairo. The population of Libya, just to give you kind of an idea, the entire population of the country is 6 million people.
Yeah.
So you're looking at much smaller numbers.
But you know, let's kind of try and weigh at what point we know the momentum of the movement. Is Tripoli the tipping point? If we begin to see successful protests, well. Success, I guess, is all in the judgment. But if we begin to see real protests in Tripoli, is that the moment at which we know that the uprising is serious?
Well, I think it's serious in the sense that people are prepared to sacrifice and people have already lost their lives in the struggle. So in that sense, it's serious. But as from a strategic perspective, Benghazi and the eastern part of the country have traditionally been the centers of unrest. In fact, February 17th actually commemorates an uprising in 2006. However, if the protests really, really want the momentum, then Tripoli for sure has to come along, and the western part of the country is essential for the success of people who are looking for democratic reforms, and more importantly, the ouster of the regime in general.
Abdullah, I wonder if you could tell us, since we have so little information, is this a movement as in Egypt where the young people are spearheading the protests in the street? Are there opposition forces that are more organized, that are involved?
So this is another distinction, I guess, to make about Libya, is that internally there's no organized opposition. There aren't parties, there aren't unions. I mean, the regime has successfully pretty much demolished any sense of civil society within the country. So even the calls to protest are not happening in the kind of organized way that you are seeing that we saw in Egypt and Tunisia, where even reports are saying people have been preparing for the last several years. What you're seeing instead is a collection of groups, of families, of friends, small groups of people who are planning in kind of very sealed off ways to protect their security. And then when they get onto the streets, a lot of this is happening very fluidly. So there are no parties that are leading this. There are, however, groups of youth, and these are the people that we've been trying to stay in contact with, groups of youth who are taking to the streets, and they're being joined by adults as well. This isn't, although the youth are really, the heart of all this, as we've seen in a lot of places, and there's a huge youth population inside of Libya, as we've seen in other countries as well.
That's Abdullah Darat, founding member of Khalas, a website and movement trying to get information for Libyans at home and abroad. Zachary Lachman of New York University, is this regime at this point simply have too tight a control over the country of Libya, do you think?
Well, again, it's early days, but the Gaddafi regime exercises a much tighter, in some ways more brutal control than we saw in Egypt. Egypt had some political space. There was some opposition parties and opposition press, space for maneuver. At least they went through the motion of elections. Gaddafi's been in power since 1969. He's invented this political system, which purports to be democratic, but is really about one-man rule. So it's extremely difficult for people to really stand up, and they're in the streets. We'll have to see how it develops.
We probably can't trust anything the state-run media says, though, right?
I think that's true.
Zachary Lachman, professor of Middle Eastern and Islamic Studies at New York University, and Abdullah Darat, member of Khalas, which is the Arabic word for enough. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.